Brandon, how do you expect this offense to respond this week?
I mean, we have no choice but to do better, you know. That's the goal. You know, if you don't, then it's going to be a long season. But, you know, so early on in the season, first week, didn't perform the way we wanted to. You know, so this is a bounce back game, Monday Night Football. You know, hopefully we, you know, do the right things so we be where we need to be.
Do you go into this game with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder after game one?
No. I mean, been in the league for 12 years. And we have a lot of veterans in this locker room. Eli, you know, done it for a long time, understand that it's a long season.
For you guys on offense, would you focus on most going into this game?
Nothing. Just put the game plan in and, you know, every game, whether you win or lose, you correct your mistakes and, you know, you get back up and, you know, try to be better, you know, whether you win or lose.
Last year, Detroit allowed, I want to say, over 70% of the passes to be completed against them. What's been the biggest change if you've looked at them last year versus this year? What have they done differently to kind of cut that back a little bit?
Coach threw up some stats. You know, we just peaked at, you know, Detroit last year versus us. You know, we had a chance to play against them. But really, this year is a totally different year. You know, every year is a new team, new people. So you really can't study too much when it comes to the year before. But, you know, it's a great place to start just to get a feel for what they're trying to do. But guys are getting older and younger, faster and smarter and wiser, new schemes, new plays. So it's really important to probably to study the last few games of this year.
Brandon, they say it's a copycat league, and you guys had some trouble offensively against Dallas. So do you expect Detroit to do some similar things the Cowboys did defensively, or do they not have the personnel to do what Dallas did to you?
Well, X's and O's. You really got to study the defensive coordinators, and, you know, Coach Marinelli was a guy, you know, he plays cover three, he plays man, plays some two Tampa, and that's what he's done. He's, you know, that's what he do, right? And there's some coordinators that may throw a wrinkle in here or there, a different blitz, a different front. So you really have to study the defensive coordinator. This defensive coordinator, you know, every once in a while he may throw in a different wrinkle here and there, but he, you know, he is who he is, right? You know, his defense works for him. You know, they're a wide nine defensive front. They have a back four that's smart, led by, you know, number 27, who's extremely smart and wise. He's always around the ball. So we're expecting the same thing.
Odell can't help but express how anxious he is to get in the game. What's it like being out there next to him today when he was actually able to practice a bit?
Yeah, it was cool. You know, it's always good to have him out there. You know, he's a phenomenal player, and he also brings a lot of energy in the meeting rooms and on the field. So definitely good to have him out there.
Do you expect to be more involved in the offense this week?
I was involved in the offense last week. I just didn't get opportunity to get touches, you know. You can impact the game in several ways. It doesn't always have to be with the ball in your hands as a receiver.
Brandon, where are you in your relationship and developing rapport with Eli?
We're not in like marital counseling, so that's good, you know. So our relationship is great, you know. It's not rocky, you know. Usually they say the first 2-3 years of marriage is tough, but so far so good. You know, we're still in that honeymoon phase, so good.
Is he still just throwing it at you? Remember back earlier you said, throw it at me and I'll try and get it.
Yeah.
No,
I understand the offense now and the routes and what we're trying to accomplish.
Brandon, I know you can impact the game in other ways than catching the ball, but catching the ball is a lot big part of what you do. Don't you have to be more involved in that way for this offense to really succeed?
It's week one. You know, ask me that question week 10, week 12. Ask coach that question, but it's week one. We're all right.
Two more guys.
Something Eli was saying yesterday kind of had the tone of, like, everyone relax here. It's 1 week. Was that the tone all week long going into this game?
Not really. I mean, we're pros. You know, it is unique playing in New York. You know, so much coverage. You know, there's a lot of outlets and networks covering the team, so we understand it's a little bit different. But, you know, it's 1 week, 1 week at a time. That's all you can do.
Monday Night Football, and you've been playing forever. What's the difference between playing on Monday Night Football versus other games?
You got to sit in the hotel a little longer, you get a little bit more anxious. You know, it's definitely the perk is, you know, the whole world is watching. The negative is you got to sit in the hotel all day. You know, a lot of guys want to get out there and play right away.